grace, mercy, and peace to our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy last Sunday of the church year. Indeed it is. The church year ends today, and next Sunday begins Advent, which is a new church year as we follow the cycle of Jesus. The last several Sundays, including today, have really been focusing on the end times. And the end times of Jesus' return as we go into Advent, which focuses on Jesus' first coming and his second coming. It's interesting to me today that the lessons are what they are for this Sunday, the last Sunday of the church year. The epistle lesson really struck me as I was preparing for the message this week, because as you read this epistle lesson, isn't it interesting that the liturgical church here focuses on St. Paul talking about the fact that he sees Jesus in people and people see Jesus in him? I think this is very crucial for us in our world. The reality is, we are called to see Jesus in everyone. So what does this have to do with living in the end times? Well, first and foremost, Scripture does say, St. Paul says in Colossians, Jesus is all and in all. That's a pretty amazing thing. And we know that Jesus talks about the sheep and the goats, and when people were standing in front of him, he said, when you fed the hungry, when you clothed the naked, when you visited me in prison, when you prayed for the sick in person, in these ways you were serving me. The reality and truth is, as we approach these end times, we are living in a world in desperate need of Jesus. We are. The reality is, we live in a world that is fallen and sinful. We live in a world with disease like COVID and cancer and AIDS and every other disease that exists. We live in a world where death is still here. People are dying every day from COVID. People are dying from cancer. People are dying from AIDS. People are dying of old age. People are dying of car accidents. It's because of the evil in this world. People struggle with finances and having jobs. It's because of evil in this world. There are people who are homeless or people that don't have medical insurance and can't get the help that they need. There are immigrants that come and need a new home to live, escaping persecution. And sometimes there are those immigrants who are even separated from their families. Because we live in a world that's sinful and fallen. There are people who are persecuted today because of their race or their sexual orientation or whatever it is they are dealing with. And it's because there are sinful people in this world who want to make judgment their first priority. You see, the world is ending. And Satan is the prince of this world, and he does a very good job in this world of making life hell on earth for you and for me and for everyone. And he does that with the intention of distracting our focus from Jesus, distracting our focus that Jesus is our Lord and Savior even in the midst of these things, distracting our focus that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the tomb for our forgiveness and life, distracting our attention from the fact that because Jesus is alive and has risen from the dead, we will go to heaven, distracting us from the attention and the focus that Jesus will return to bring us with him one day so that we can see all of our loved ones in heaven and worship around his throne without tears, without sickness, without death, without illness anymore. What a beautiful and glorious gift from God. This is certainly ours, even in the midst of the sinful, fallen, broken world. We can rest assured and live in the confidence that we will live forever, that Jesus is ours, that we are forgiven, and that heaven is our home. And there are so many people who need to know that. So many people who experience the wrath of Satan. So many people who experience the judgment from good Christian people. So many people who are looked down upon and are trodden upon. So many people who are struggling with, why am I dying from cancer? How can this illness be to me? So many people that are afraid of the COVID virus. And I hear so many people saying, oh, you shouldn't be afraid, you shouldn't be afraid. Fear is real. Fear is an emotion. And yes, people are going to be afraid. We need to acknowledge that. It's okay. But even in the midst of all of these things that are coming into our life and bombarding us, even in the midst of the fear, the anxiety, the worry, the doubts, the questioning, we have the sure and certain hope that Jesus is our foundation, because he is in all. Jesus is in us. Jesus is for us. He will work everything out to our good. He will love us and pour out his grace in our life. He is our rock, our fortress, and our refuge. In him we live forever. And it's that knowledge that counteracts the fear. It's that knowledge that counteracts the anxiety. It's that knowledge that keeps us putting one foot in front of the other, so that we can live in Jesus and Jesus in us every day. So again, why do we need to see Jesus and all? Especially as we are in rapidly approaching as we live every day, because we don't know when the end is, but we're going every day. It's closer to that end. You see, Scripture is very clear. We need to see Jesus and all. Now, this is a hard concept to understand, because we are only saved by faith in Jesus, right? Our belief that He gives us through the grace of baptism. The gift that He sustains through the Lord's Supper. The gift that He sustains and strengthens through His Word by the power, all of it, of His Holy Spirit. But the reality is, John 3:16 is very clear. Jesus died for the whole world. The believer and the unbeliever. He died for all of them. No matter what the sin is, no matter what their past is, no matter what their future is, no matter what their present is, no matter what we've done wrong and what we've not done wrong, no matter who it is, Jesus died for everyone. And Scripture is very clear, the whole world is already saved. Even those who are not believers, who because of that unbelief will not go to heaven, they are still saved in Jesus Christ, because He died for the whole world because of the love of God the Father. That's pretty awesome, isn't it, to think about? That's how much God loved the world. And even though those who don't believe, or those who are full of fear or anxiety or doubt, or even us when we sin and reject God, that's what sin is, us rejecting God, Jesus is still in us. He's still in people, working to lead us back to the cross, working in repentance to remind us of our salvation and our grace, and working in those who do not believe so that they may know eternal salvation with Him in heaven. He never gives up on everyone, and that's His promise. He never gives up on anyone because He is faithful. He works in everyone at all times, believer and unbeliever, for the good of salvation, because His will is that all people come to His knowledge and be saved. Because of this, we are called to see Jesus in everyone. The homosexual, the person who has the abortion, the person in prison, the unbeliever, the person of the opposite political persuasion, the person who voted for X candidate or Y candidate, the person who's afraid of the virus and maybe being very cautious, the person who's not afraid of the virus and maybe being not so cautious. Our enemies, those who hurt us. We are called to see Jesus in them. And while it's so important for us to set boundaries to protect ourselves, like wearing a mask or social distancing, or not being involved with somebody who's abusive in a relationship, it is still very crucial that we, as God's people, see Jesus in everyone, because He is all and in all. And when we do this, when we intentionally ask God to open our eyes to see Jesus in everyone, all the bitterness, all the hatred, all the racism, all the bigotry, all the judgment, everything we see going on in our country right now, it stops. It stops because you cannot look at somebody, no matter who they are, no matter who they are or what they've done, when you see them in the lens of Jesus, when you see them in the lens of Jesus, you cannot help but to love them, to pray for them, to befriend them, to share Jesus with them. And this is so important as we approach the end of the world. And by the way, if you think this is foolish, it's exactly what God the Father has done for you. Because when He looks on you through baptism and faith by the power of the Spirit, He sees Jesus in you. And for this very reason, He has declared you perfect. He has judged you not guilty. And on that great and final day, He will say, "Welcome home, good and faithful servant. Welcome home." In Jesus' name, amen.